In 2021, the Taliban retook control of Afghanistan. Remember the desperate and chaotic scenes at Kabul airport as thousands of people scrambled onto aircraft fearing for their lives? Amongst them were women who worked in the judicial system, some of them judges who had sentenced violent men to jail. Their fears were amplified when the head of the Supreme Court ordered female judges to be tracked down. Watching this unfold was Marzia Babakar Khal, a former judge who had also fled Afghanistan after the Taliban tried to kill her in 1997. Marzia now lives in the UK and she dedicates her time to helping other female judges get out of the country to places of safety like our own country, Australia. But many women still live in danger as their asylum applications haven't been processed. I spoke to Marzia earlier and she began by telling me why she was targeted by the Taliban.
When I became a judge, I saw the injustice around the court against women. That time I realized my naivety, and as a judge, I was tied by the law. I help women as a human being, so I established organization to empower women. So that was my crime, to stand for the rights for women in Afghanistan, and especially in my city, Pulkhumri.
You have been targeted by the Taliban. What happened to you?
First time when in 1997, they came to Pulkhumri. They came direct to my house. They broke our door. They slapped my mother. And I was run from the house to the back door. So I was there for 4 hours when they finished the searching of our house. When they left the house, I accepted. If they found me, they will shoot me. They will kill me. Because my work was not popular with the Taliban, that's all I did. And I paid the high price. So I left Afghanistan as well.
You're now living in the UK. Why are you concerned about other women like you who worked in the country's justice system? What dangers are you worried about?
When the Taliban back to Afghanistan, I realized the trauma and the shock, they put my family in shock. And I'm thinking all my colleagues is the same, because I know the Taliban, I know their mentality. That's the reason I can feel my colleagues. I have sympathy for them. However I try to help them, because my experience is a big example for the world. How I left Afghanistan, I was very young, you know. When I left the first time from Afghanistan to Pakistan, and the second time, age of 43, they not leave me alone and they targeted me. However, they try to kill me, to insult me in the society. So I have a feeling I have this experience in my life. That's the reason I try my best to support my colleagues.
What stories are you hearing about current conditions for female judges and their families in the country?
I'm in contact with my colleagues. We have a WhatsApp group. They share that experience with me. The situation became worse for my colleagues, and some of my colleagues, they are mentally very weak. They have no life. How I describe their life, because they have no life. They're scared from the prisoners they released by the Taliban, the people they sent to jail. So now all these people, they joined the Taliban group. And I know the Taliban, I know they have no heart, no kindness. There's no good news from my colleagues.
Let's hear from Fatima. She sent us a voice message from Kabul to tell us about her story, and we've translated her message.
خطرات و وقایع دردناک که بعد از آمدن طالبان متوجه ما و همکارانم شدم میخوام اونها بشتم شما برسونم.
When the Taliban were released from prison, it was alarming and dangerous for us. We sentenced some of these men. They are searching houses to find female judges. We have already lost two of our colleagues, and that broke our hearts. 18 women have applied for asylum in Australia. That was over a year ago. On behalf of these women, I urge the Australian government and politicians, please make our case a top priority. If they accept our application, we can have peace and feel human and live again. We need support, safety and sanctuary.
That's the voice of Fatima. She's speaking on behalf of 18 female judges who have applied to be resettled here in Australia. A number of female judges have arrived here, but what's delaying their application?
I really appreciate the Australian government has already allowed some of female judges to resettle. They submit the application. They're still waiting. They didn't receive any answer after that. So it's really frightening to know what could happen to them or their families. I appeal and urge the Australian government, the policymakers in Australia, to look at their cases and be kind with them. Can make a big changes in judges' life. It's really desperately urgent.
Even though you've managed now to escape, you are still advocating for your colleagues. Why are you still so driven to do this work?
Every day, because I'm in the main contact with my colleagues. 6 months ago, one of my colleagues killed by the Taliban, and they put her body in front of her brother's house. We all was silent because we're scared. We don't want to put their family in risk. That's the reason, because my colleague, they're scared. They can't come to the media. They can't say who I am. They're hiding their identity because they're scared of the situation. So just, I want to try to pass their message to the world to please open your eyes. The judges need help. The people, they fought for justice. And I'm begging to the world, please. Help my colleague. They want to be alive. But they did wrong. They fought for justice in my country, in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, to be a judge, in a female judge, it's a big fight, to be honest. It's a big challenge. And now, more than everything, because the Taliban, they wanted the judges because they have the database. And they have everything. And all my colleagues, they're running around. Sometimes they stay in a relative house. Sometimes they're going to the villages. The picture they send it to me, it's really heartbreaking.
Mazia, it's very heartbreaking. I'm sorry to put you in further distress by talking about it, but I know that you
want to talk about it.
Do you think the world's listening? Do you feel like the world's abandoned the women of Afghanistan and the women that you're advocating for?
I am very optimistic because it's very clear to the world what's happening. The Taliban just, they are the enemy against women in Afghanistan. They have no agenda. This all is about women, 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 women. When they became in power, they removed all the female judges from Supreme Court, from other courts around the country. So I believe the policymakers, the other human rights organization, the Australian Parliament and the ministers and other women rights organization, they will see the reality, and I hope, I wish they will help on in this time, in our dark time, and they give hand to resettle my colleague.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Mazia. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Mazia Babakar Kail, a former judge from Afghanistan.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations. Live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.